This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A federal judge has ruled the Dakota Access Pipeline can continue to operate while an environmental impact study continues. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ruled on the matter today. Jan Hasselman is an attorney for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. He says the decision is, quote, disappointing, end quote. Hasselman says the ruling is not appealable. The Standing Rock Sioux and three other American Indian tribes are still trying to shut down the pipeline through an ongoing federal lawsuit. The pipeline began moving oil from North Dakota to Illinois in June. Boasberg ordered an additional environmental study that month to determine the impact on the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. North Dakota Petroleum Council President Ron Ness says the pipeline is, quote, a critical part of American energy infrastructure, unquote. Leaders from other energy groups are pleased with the judge's ruling. The South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Commission will consider eliminating the $4 per person daily entrance license fee at its next meeting. Officials with the GF&P say the daily vehicle fee of $6 for most parks will still apply. It's $20 per vehicle to enter Custer State Park. The commission will also vote on potential changes to camping and lodging at state parks. One proposal establishes four categories for campgrounds: basic, modern, preferred, and prime. The fees for each level will remain the same under this idea. State Park Director Katie Sorol says the idea calls for some parks moving to a higher category, which leads to a fee hike for those spots. Other possible adjustments include a $5 increase for nightly cabin rentals, with the exception of cabins located in Custer State Park. The commission meets November 2nd and 3rd at McCrory Gardens in Brookings. South Dakota's fire marshal is stressing the importance of smoke alarms during Fire Prevention Week. Paul Merriman says every house needs to have multiple detectors, with one on every level of the home, including the basement. Merriman also suggests installing interconnected smoke alarms. When one sounds, they all should sound. You're with SDPB.